ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली, 24 जनवरी 2023। एसेंस, स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, दिस इज द कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज व्हेन देयर इज द मीटिंग ऑफ सोल्स विद द सुप्रीम सोल। द सद्गुरु ओनली कम्स वंस टू गिव यू चिल्ड्रन ट्रू नॉलेज एंड टीच यू टू स्पीक द ट्रूथ। क्वेश्चन, विच चिल्ड्रन स्टेज रिमेन्स फर्स्ट क्लास? Answer, those whose intellects are aware that everything belongs to Baba. The stage of the children who follow Srimad at every step and who completely renounce everything remains first class. The journey is long, and so you must continue to follow the elevated directions of the highest Father. Question, which children experience infinite happiness while listening to the Murlis? Answer, those who understand that they are listening to Shiv Baba's Murlis and that Shiv Baba speaks those Murlis through the body of Brahma. Our most beloved Baba speaks those to us to make us constantly happy and to change us from human beings into deities. When you have this awareness while listening to the Murlis, you will experience happiness. Song, Beloved, Come and Meet Me. Om Shanti. That unhappy heart would only be in the land of sorrow. Happy living beings would be in the land of happiness. Only the One is remembered as the Beloved of all the devotees. He is called the Beloved Pritam. It is when people experience sorrow that they remember him. Who sits here and explains to you? The true beloved, the true father, the true teacher, and the true Sadguru. The beloved of all is that one, but no one knows when the beloved comes. The beloved himself comes and tells his devotees, his children, that he only comes once at the confluence age. Between my coming and my departure, it is called the confluence age. All other souls come into birth and death many times. I only come once. I am the only one Sadguru, whereas there are many Gurus. They cannot be called the Sadguru because they do not speak the truth. They don't know God, the truth. Those who know the truth would always speak the truth. That Sadguru is the one who speaks the truth. He is the true Sadguru. The true father and the true teacher himself comes and tells you that he comes at the confluence age. My age is just the duration of time that I come here. I come, and after purifying the impure, I go back. From the moment I take birth, I start teaching you Raja Yoga. Then, when I have finished teaching you, the impure world is destroyed and I go back. I only come for this length of time, that's all. They have not mentioned a time in the scriptures. The Father himself comes and tells you when Shiv Baba takes birth, for how long he stays in Bharat, and that he comes at the confluence age. The beginning of the confluence age is the beginning of my coming, and the end of the confluence age is the end when I depart. In between, I sit here and teach you Raja Yoga. The Father sits here himself and tells you that he enters this one in his stage of retirement. I enter a foreign land and a foreign body, and I am therefore a guest. I am the guest in this world of Ravan. The praise of this confluence age is very important and great. The Father comes to destroy the kingdom of Ravan and to establish the kingdom of Rama. They have written many told stories in the scriptures. They have been continuing to burn Ravan. At this time, it is as though the whole world is Lanka. Ceylon, Sri Lanka, by itself is not Lanka. The whole world is Ravan's place of residence. That is, it is the cottage of sorrow. All are experiencing sorrow. The Father says, I come to make it into the cottage that is free from sorrow, that is, into heaven. No other religions exist in heaven. There was just the one religion there, and it no longer exists. I am now teaching you Raja Yoga to make you into deities once again. Not everyone will study this. I only come in Bharat. It is only in Bharat that there is heaven. Christians also believe in heaven. They say, he left for the heavenly abode, that he went to God, the Father. However, they do not understand heaven. Heaven is something separate. The Father explains when and how he comes. I come and make you Trikal Darshi. No one else is Trikal Darshi. I alone know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. The Iron Age is now to be destroyed. The signs of that are visible. It is that same time of the Confluence Age. An accurate time cannot be given. But yes, when the kingdom is completely established and you children have reached your Karmatit stage, this knowledge will end and the war will begin. I too will have completed my part of purification and will go back. It is in my part to establish the deity religion. The people of Bharat don't know any of this. People now celebrate the birthday of Shiva, and so he must definitely have performed some task. They then inserted Krishna's name. It appears that this is a common mistake they have made. It is not mentioned in the Shiv Purana or in any of the other scriptures that Shiv Baba comes and teaches Raja Yoga. In fact, each religion has its own individual scripture. There should also be a scripture of the deity religion, but they have become confused as to who the creator of that is. The Father explains, I definitely have to create the Brahman religion through Brahma. The mouth-born creation of Brahma are the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. The names of many were changed, and many of them ran away. Together with them leaving, others have replaced them. It was seen that there wasn't any benefit in giving new names. They even forget those names. In fact, you have to have yoga with the Father. It is bodies that are given names. There are no names for souls. This soul takes 84 births. In every birth, the name, form, place and time all change. No one in the drama receives the same part with the same form, etc., that they once had at another time. That same part will be played again after 5,000 years. It isn't that Krishna can come again with that same name and form. No. You know that each soul sheds one body and takes another one, and so the features cannot be the same as those of another. The features also change according to the five elements. There are so many different features. However, all of them are fixed in the drama in advance. Nothing new is created. The night of Shiva is celebrated. Shiva definitely came. He is the beloved of the whole world. Lakshmi and Narayan, Radhe and Krishna, Brahma and Vishnu. None of them is the beloved. God, the Father, is the beloved. The Father definitely gives the inheritance. This is why the Father is loved. The Father says, remember me, because you have to receive your inheritance from me. You children know that you will go and become Sun Dynasty deities or Moon Dynasty warriors according to how you studied. In fact, the religion of all the people of Bharat should be one, but they have changed the name of the deity religion and given it the name Hindu religion because they don't have those divine virtues. The Father now sits here and inspires you to imbibe them. He says, consider yourselves to be souls and become bodiless. You are not the Supreme Soul. The Supreme Soul is only one, Shiva. He, the beloved of all, only comes once at the Confluence Age. This Confluence Age is very short. All religions are to be destroyed. even the Brahmin clan will return home because they then have to be transferred to the Deity clan. In fact, this is a study. A comparison is made. The vice of lust is poison, whereas this knowledge is nectar. This is a study place for changing human beings into deities. The alloy that is mixed in souls has made them completely false. The father comes and makes you become like diamonds. They speak of the night of Shiva. Shiva came in the night, but how did he come? In whose womb did he come? Or whose body did he enter? He doesn't enter a womb. He has to take a body on loan. He would definitely come and make hell into heaven. However, no one knows when or how he does this. Many people study the scriptures, but none of them receives liberation or liberation in life. They have become even more tamopradhan. Everyone definitely has to become that. All human beings definitely have to be present on the stage. The father comes at the end. Everyone sings his praise. Only you know your ways and means. Only you know what knowledge you have and how you grant salvation. So he would definitely come to give Srimad, would he not? However, no one knows how he comes or in which body he comes. He himself says, I have to enter an ordinary body. I definitely have to name him Brahma. How else would Brahmins be created? Where would Brahma come from? He would not come from up above. That one is the resident of the subtle region, the avyakt perfect Brahma. He definitely has to come here in a corporeal form to create creation. We can tell you from experience. He comes for this length of time and then leaves. The father says, I too am bound by the bond of the drama. My part is to come here just once. Although many calamities continue to take place in the world and people call out to God so much at those times, I have to come at my own time and I come when it is the stage of retirement. This knowledge is very easy, but it does take time to create that stage. This is why it is said that the destination is very high. The father is knowledgeful, and so he definitely gave the knowledge to the children. That is why there is the praise, only you know your ways and means. The father says, I come and only give you children the treasures of happiness and peace that I have. All the innocent mothers being assaulted, etc., is fixed in the drama. It is only then that the urn of sin will become full. The same thing repeats every cycle. You come to know these things at this time and you then forget them. This knowledge doesn't exist in the golden age. If it did, it would continue from time immemorial. There, it is the reward you receive for the efforts you make at this time. The souls who make effort here will exist there. It isn't that there are other souls there who would need knowledge. You also know that scarcely a few will emerge. Many will say that this is very good. For instance, an important person from abroad may emerge and understand this. But if he were to stay in a bhatti, what would he understand? He would say, what you are saying is fine, but I cannot remain pure. However, so many here remain pure. Even those who are married and living together remain pure, and so they receive a big prize. This is also a race. Those who win those races and come in the first number receive 400,000 or 500,000. Here, you receive an entire kingdom for 21 births. Is this a small thing? This Murli will go to all the children. They will also listen to it on the tape. They would say, Shiv Baba is speaking a Murli through the body of Brahma. Or, if the daughters are speaking it, they would say that they are reading Shiv Baba's Murli. So, Your intellect should go right up above. You should feel that happiness inside. Most beloved Baba is making us constantly happy and changing us from human beings into deities. So, you should remember him a great deal. But Maya doesn't allow you to stay in remembrance. There has to be complete renunciation. All of this belongs to Baba. There has to be this first-class stage. There are many children who continue to take Srimat. There is definitely benefit by following Srimat. The directions are elevated and the journey is long. You won't then come back to the land of death. The golden age is the land of immortality. The other day, Baba explained very clearly that you don't die there. You shed your old costumes in happiness and take new ones. The example of a snake is for you. The example of a buzzing moth too is for you. The example of a tortoise also applies to you. The sannyasis have copied you. The example of a buzzing moth is good. You who are buzzing moths, buzz this knowledge to the insects who live in the dirt and make them into the angels of the land of angels. You now have to make very good effort. If you want to claim a high status or a good number, you have to make effort. You may do your business, etc. You are allowed time for that. Nevertheless, you have a lot of time. You should check your chart of yoga because Maya causes many obstacles. Baba repeatedly tells you children, sweetest children, no one should, even by mistake, divorce such a most beloved father and bridegroom. Let no one become such a great fool. However, Maya makes you that. As you progress further, you will see what condition Maya makes of those who surrendered themselves and did very good service and then stopped following Srimat. This is why Baba says, don't become such great fools. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say padam guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bab Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharna. 1. Give everyone the treasures of happiness and peace that you have received from the Father. Use this knowledge to make effort and make your stage strong. 2. In order to imbibe divine virtues, renounce body consciousness. Consider yourself to be a soul, become bodiless, and remember the One Beloved. Blessing. May you be a special soul who receives the fruit of contentment from your seed of speciality. In this special age, the most elevated fruit from the seed of speciality is contentment. To be content and to make everyone content is the sign of a special soul. Therefore, water the seed and blessing of speciality with the water of all powers, and it will become fruitful. Otherwise, from time to time, a fully grown tree is also shaken by storms and breaks. This means that as you move along, there isn't that hope, enthusiasm, happiness, or spiritual intoxication. So, make your powerful seed fruitful by using the right method. Slogan: to share the prasad, holy food of experience, and make weak ones powerful is the greatest charity of all. Om Shanti.